NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Six NATO soldiers are dead in Afghanistan after a veteran Afghan Air Force pilot pulled out a gun and began firing at them. NPR's Quill Lawrence in Kabul says the pilot himself was killed in the ensuing gun battle.
It makes it one of the bloodiest days in recent months for international forces here in Afghanistan. What we know so far, according to the Afghan Ministry of Defense, is that a pilot, apparently a longtime member of the Afghan Air Force, had an argument with international soldiers, international trainers in the vicinity of the Kabul International Airport, and he opened fire.
NPR's Quill Lawrence in Kabul. Syria's government is deploying more troops and tanks in the southern city of Daraa, where pro-democracy unrest originated last month. A Syrian human rights group says more than 450 civilians have been killed by the Syrian regime so far. The U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, Susan Rice, is calling on Syria's government to stop attacking its own people.
The brutal violence being used by the government of Syria against its own people is abhorrent and deplorable. And the United States condemns it in the strongest terms.
The UN Human Rights Council will hold a special session concerning the violence in Syria on Friday. One of the Democratic Party's top union allies is cutting off its contributions to federal candidates. NPR's Peter Overby reports the International Association of Firefighters is frustrated by Democrats' lack of support for unions which are coming under attack in Republican-controlled states.
The Firefighters Union put more than $15 million into politics last year, mostly for Democrats. Now, union president Harold Schaeferger says it's shutting off the spigot for the foreseeable future.
When it's campaign time, we have an enormous amount of strong pro-labor, pro-worker candidates. And then it seems to lose something when it's time to govern.
Union leaders are angry that Washington Democrats haven't passed pro-labor legislation, and they say that in the states, the Republican legislative push against unions is far better organized than any national Democratic response. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.
Another wave of severe weather is expected to hit areas from the deep south up through the Great Lakes region today. High winds are being blamed for another death in Arkansas. Tommy Jackson is with the state's Emergency Management Department.
Power lines down, trees down, and of course that's no surprise because the ground is so saturated. Some reports of flooding, some reports of trees down on cars.
Days of rain have pushed the Mississippi, Ohio, and other major rivers above flood stage. Hundreds of residents of Poplar Bluff, Missouri, have been evacuated, among them Charles Thomas.
I seen emergency vehicles come through, and the water was running over top the road about a foot deep or deeper, and I figured it was time for me to leave out. My water was already 2 foot deep where I was at, and I got out of there.
This is NPR News. The countdown has begun for the launch of the space shuttle Endeavour, which is scheduled to blast off on Friday. Endeavour's commander, Mark Kelly, and the other five crew members have arrived at the Kennedy Space Center. Kelly says he's thrilled that his wife, wounded Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, will be among the crowd watching the launch.
It's something she's been looking forward to for a long time. She's been working really hard to make sure that her doctors would permit her to come, and she's more than medically ready to be here, and she's excited about making this trip.
Endeavour's flight to the International Space Station will be the next-to-last shuttle mission before the shuttle fleet is retired. An academic educated in the U.S. has been elected chief minister of Tibet's government in exile. NPR's Corey Flintoff reports the new leader is likely to take over some political responsibilities from the Dalai Lama.
Lobsang Sangay captured 55% of the vote, which was conducted among Tibetans living in exile in India, the United States, and other parts of the world. He's a senior fellow at Harvard Law School who doesn't have much practical political experience. Analysts say he had a strong appeal to younger voters in the exile community, composed of people who've been living outside Tibet since the Chinese invasion in the 1950s. The spiritual and political leader of that community, the Dalai Lama, announced last month that he'll turn over his political powers to the elected leadership in the near future. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, New Delhi.
A new study finds that more than 25% of the children in the U.S. are being raised by single parents. The report by the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development says that compares to an average of less than 15% in other major industrialized nations. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News.
Support for